And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 26th of August, 2015. It's the birthday of Albert Sabin, born in Bialystok, Poland, in 1906, born to Jewish parents, last name was Saperstein. Immigrated to the United States in 1921, he began his research on polio at NYU, and later at the University of Cincinnati, he proved that the virus of polio enters the body not through the respiratory tract, but through the digestive tract, which started him on a new line of thought to develop an oral polio vaccine. It came out in 1960 and soon became the vaccine of choice around the world. It's the anniversary of the first televised Major League Baseball game, 1939 on this date. The NBC station in New York, W2XBS, with Red Barber at the microphone, announced a doubleheader between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds, though there were only about 400 people in the New York area who owned TV sets. It's the birthday of Christopher Isherwood, born in Cheshire, England, 1904, the novelist and playwright, best known for the novels he wrote about life in Weimar, Berlin, just before the rise of the Nazi Party, Mr. Norris Changes Trains, Sally Bowles, and Goodbye to Berlin, which inspired the play I Am a Camera and the musical Cabaret. It's the birthday of the writer Barbara Ehrenreich, born in Butte, Montana, 1941, best known for her book Nickel and Dimed on Not Getting By in America. It came out in 2001. She was a successful journalist when she decided to investigate the realities of living on a low income. And she posed as a recently divorced homemaker, spent 3 months working as a waitress, a hotel maid, a Walmart clerk, and a nursing home aide. And what she found was a sizable number of people making $7 an hour or less with no health insurance, living in efficiency apartments with other people, skipping meals, sometimes living in the back seats of cars with their families. The book stayed on the New York Times bestseller list for 4 years. 14 years after the publication of Nickel and Dimed, Ehrenreich was asked if things had changed for the poor. She said the minimum wage increase is ineffectual. Raising the wage to $10 is still nowhere near enough to live on in most places. In cities like L.A., she said you need to make $25 an hour to live in any degree of safety, not to mention if you have a child. Her latest book is Living with a Wild God, An Unbeliever's Search for the Truth. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly, entitled Starting a Poem. You're alone, then there's a knock on the door. It's a word. You bring it in. Things go okay for a while. But this word has relatives. Soon they turn up. None of them work. They sleep on the floor and they steal your tennis shoes. You started it. You weren't content to leave things alone. Now the den is a mess and the remote is gone. That's what being married is like. You never receive your wife only, but the madness of her family. Now see what's happened. Where is your car? You won't be able to find the keys for a week. Starting a Poem by Robert Bly, from Talking Into the Ear of a Donkey, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering the weekly poetry podcast Poetry Off the Shelf, featuring contemporary American poets, readings, reviews, and more. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/poetrypodcast. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.